Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Well, tonight's story is going to be called... It's going to be called It's Raining Tacos. And now we shall get on with the story. So, Andrex had been in his garage for a long time, and little Ted was very worried about him. Every night, he would slip into the garage to see what he was working on. At first, it looked like a clump of metal. And then, as his eyes adjusted to the darkness at this very particular moment, it looked like he had writing on it. He could just pick out the writing. Taco Box 2000. But then the light turned on, and Andrex walked in with a flashlight. "What the heck are you doing here?" he said. "Can you please get out?" And then quick as a flash, little Ted was gone. Then Andrex took it out and started pressing buttons on a remote. The machine whirred, then stopped. "God damn it," said Andrex. But then, a big, fat, cheesy taco fell right on his head. "Oh my God, it's working, it's working, it's working!" he shouted, running around like a total maniac. The next day, the floor was covered in tacos. Everyone started eating instantly. Nom, 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 munch, munch, munch. But eventually this became a problem. As they started eating, they became fatter and fatter and fatter. Until they became so fat that they couldn't even walk anymore, let alone walk through the doors. Now they were all very ashamed of what they did. Andrex saw this and decided to turn the taco bot off. But then, when he went back to turn it off, it was missing. Dun, dun, dun! And he never heard about it again. As for the people, they returned to their normal size once they stopped their eating habits, and once all the tacos were gone, they returned to their normal life. Now, little Ted was very suspicious, so he built another taco bot, but it was fake. Then he and little Ted put on their detective gear and hid in the garage. And then, at the dead of night, they saw the culprit. It was a large, fat, actually he wasn't fat, he was quite slim, and he was a very sly weasel. The exact same weasel they had kicked into the hole from the day when they went to the karate club. And then, as they looked, he went back into the dead of night. Well, that's a witness, said little Ted. Well, what are we going to do now? Said Ajax. I have no idea. But we're going to have to do something, and fast. I have a feeling that this won't be the last we'll see of this weasel. Well, boys and girls, that was the story. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please continue the support, as it really keeps my spirits up. And thank you for, like, everything in the support of this group. I hope you enjoyed the story. Farewell and dream of weasels. Okay, dream of tacos. Lol.